Eighth grade history, United States history, March 23rd through 27th, Friday, March 27th, history unit, technology, infrastructure, and cities after War of 1812, lesson 5, quiz on War of 1812, national road, steamboats, and canals, objective, be able to do this by the end of this lesson, number 1, complete a quiz. Introduction to Lesson 5. To wrap up this week's lessons, we will have a minor assessment. Good luck. Plan of attack. Review your answers to questions. In particular, concept maps answers the War of 1812 secondary source reading for 8 to 10 minutes. A. There are no chart parts on the quiz for vocabulary or other knowledge, but you may still need to know vocabulary to answer questions. B. Quiz on the War of 1812, National Road, Steamboats, and Canals, 20 minutes maximum. Do not turn to page 17 until you are ready to begin the quiz. Please do not use your study packet to complete the quiz. By signing the academic integrity statement on page 2 of this packet, you are saying that you completed the quiz on your own and without use of your notes. Page 17. Quiz. Number 1. Multiple choice. Which event happened? War of 1812. Directions. Circle which event in the War of 1812 happens either first or second. Number 1. Which event happened first? British Impressment or Embargo Act? Number 2. Which event happened first? Battle of Horseshoe Bend or the Battle of New Orleans? Number 3. Which event happened first, Jefferson's presidency or Madison's presidency? Number 4. Which event happened first, the Battle of Thames or Tecumseh's death? Number 5. Which event happened first, the burning of Washington, D.C. or the burning of York? Number 6. Which event happened second, Treaty of Ghent or the Era of Good Feelings? Number 7. Which event happened second, the start of the National Road Building or the War of 1812? Number 8. Which event happened second, Treaty of Ghent or the Battle of New Orleans? Number 9. Which event happened second, the Embargo Act or the Non-Intercourse Act? Number 10. Which event happened second, Napoleonic War or the War of 1812? War of 1812, causes and effects. Number 1. Complete sentence response. In at least 2 complete sentences, select one cause of the War of 1812 and explain why it is the most significant cause. Number 2. Complete sentence response. In at least 2 complete sentences, select one effect of the War of 1812 and explain why it is the most significant effect. Page 18. Canals, steamboat, map work. Number 1. On the map to the right, circle the following cities: Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo. Number 2. What states are these cities in? What state is Chicago in? What state is Detroit in? What state is Cleveland in? What state is Buffalo in? Number 3. Complete sentence response. Why do these cities grow into major industrial cities from 1800 to 1840? Next section, National Road. Complete sentence response. The National Road began construction in 1811. Given the data you see on the chart, how did the National Road change or affect cities within Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois? Be specific. Population taken from the U.S. Census in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. Page 19. Textual analysis. Read and annotate the following primary source by Mark Twain. The river's earliest commerce was in great barges, keelboats, broadhorns. They floated and sailed from the upper rivers to New Orleans, changed cargoes there, and were tediously warped and pulled back by hand. A voyage down and back sometimes occupied 9 months. It gave employment to rough and hardy keelboat men, rude, uneducated, suffering terrific hardships with sailor-like stoicism, heavy fighters, reckless fellows, jolly, foul-witted, wasteful with their money, bankrupt by the end of the trip, fond of barbaric finery, great braggarts, yet, in the main, honest, trustworthy, faithful to promises and duty. By and by, the steamboat intruded. Then, for 15 or 20 years, these keelboatmen continued downstream, and the steamers did all the upstream business. The keelboatmen selling their boats in New Orleans and returning home as passengers in the steamers. But after a while, the steamboats so increased in number and in speed that they were able to absorb the entire commerce, and then keelboating died a permanent death. The keelboatman became a deckhand, or a mate, or a pilot on the steamer, and when the steamer berth were not open to him, he took a berth on a Pittsburgh coal flat, or on a pine raft constructed in the forests up toward the sources of the Mississippi. This is from Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. Complete sentence response. Using a blend quote, describe the keelboatman, according to Mark Twain. Number 2. Complete sentence response. Why did the steamer do, quote, all the upstream business, end of quote, at the start of its use on the Mississippi? Number 3. Complete sentence response. With the invention of the steamboat, how did the steamboat or steamer affect the keelboatman? That is the conclusion of Friday, March 27th.